Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Tet, daf 79. Today we left off on the Mishnah on Ayin Chet Amud Bet 78b. And we are jumping right in. The Mishnah begins. Ha'omer Beni Ze, just before we begin, this class obviously should be for the Hatzlachat Shaganah Yisrael and also for the Refuah Shlema of all the Pitzu'im. And Bezad Hashem for the Hatzlachat Eitan Moshe and Miriam. And Refuah Shlema Le'avdil of Yehuda Ben Yafa. Mishnah begins. Ha'omer Beni Ze Mamzer. Someone says, this son of mine is a Mamzer. Eino Ne'eman, he's not believed. Why you need to have two witnesses? Even if both of them admit to it, who's both of them? Both the parents. Both the parents admit to it. Saying that the fetus in the mother's stomach is a mamzer, they're not believed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ne'emanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they are believed. The Gemara says, Mai va'afilu shnehem. The Gemara begins, what does it mean, even if both of them agree? So the Gemara says, Lomi baya kamar. We didn't even need to say that. It says, Lomi baya ihu delokim lei. We don't need to even mention him, that he doesn't know. He doesn't know who the baby is in the mother's stomach. Only she knows who she was with. Even she, who she is, she does know who she was with that the baby is made from. We still don't believe her. The Gemara says, we're not even talking about a case where there's a chazaka of kashrut. That obviously in that case we wouldn't believe the parents. That the baby has a chazaka of kashrut. Ela afilo ubar de nami, the lately chazaka de kashrut lo mehemne. Even if it's a fetus in the mother's stomach, that there's no chazaka of kashrut, still we would say the parents are not believed to say he's a mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda omer ne'emanim, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they are believed, kidetani. The bride says, yakir, it says in the pasuk, referring to the bechor, it says yakir. What is yakir? To recognize. So the Gemara says, yakirenu la'achirim. And from here, Rabbi Yehuda brings, Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ne'eman Adam Lomar, Zeb Beni Bechor. From here, we learn that a person is believed to say, this is my son, my firstborn. Ukashem Shane'eman Adam Lomar, Zeb Beni Bechor, Kach Ne'eman Adam Lomar, Zeb Ben Gerusha, Zeb Ben Chalutza. Just like a person is believed to say, this is my first son, my firstborn. So do he's believed to say, my son is a son of a divorcee or a son of a Chalutza. But Chachamim Amir, the Chachamim say, no, he knows Ne'eman, he's not believed. So Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rava, they say to Rava, Bishlamar Rabbi Yehuda. It makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hainu Dichtiv Yakir. That's why it says in the Pasuk Yakir. Ela La Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Yakir Lamadi. Why do they need in the Pasuk Yakir? If they're saying that he's not believed, why do we need Yakir? So the Gemara says, B'tzarich Hekira. We're talking about a case where you have a new family come to town. And there needs to be a Hekir, and they need to recognize, is this son really a firstborn or not? So the father can then testify that he is a firstborn for people to recognize that he's a firstborn. So the Gemara says, "Lemay l'cheta," for what purpose? So the Gemara says, "Latet lo pi shenayim," if it's to give him double portion as a firstborn. Pshita, that's obvious. You could just give it to him. Lama nikra, why do I need a pasuk for that? Migo di ibai miyad vale matana milo yavile. What? Since he can just give it to him as a gift, why can't he just give it to him? He can give it to him. He doesn't need to bring a pasuk. We don't have a pasuk for it. So the Gemara says, we're talking about properties that fell to him, the father, afterwards, only after. So therefore, Rashi says, "Lachar mikan, lachar she'amar lefanenu bechorhu, lefanenu bechorhu naflulo." After he said, "This is my firstborn," only then did it fall to him. Meaning, it fell to him after he said, "It's my firstborn." He wants to go somewhere far. Rashi says, "Umeid alav she'im yiplu nechasim shel av v'echad mimorishim lefanav." Bechayav, he told ze b'hen chelik bechora, and he's testifying that if he has properties of his father or one of the inheritors in front of him during his lifetime, he can take the portion of the bechor. Delahachi ilav dashmein and kra leka migod deibayin lemetavino. You couldn't have said that. Oh, if you wanted to give him as a gift, you could have given it to him. He didn't have it. It wasn't his property. It was meaning the father received the property from one of his inheritors, from someone that he inherited from, and now he's giving it to the son. But when he said, "This is my firstborn son," he didn't have those properties yet, so he couldn't just give it to him as a gift. So the Gemara, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ule Rabbi Meir da'amar adam makne davar shelo bala olam yakir lamadi." According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says you can acquire off to someone an object that hasn't yet come into this world. So why do we need the word yakir then? The father could have acquired those properties over to him even before he got to him. So why do we need yakir? So the Gemara says, "No, it's talking about shenaflu lokshu goses. It fell to him while the father was goses. He was omed lamut. He was about to die, and therefore." after he testified this, and therefore, when someone is goses, he's not able to be makneh. He's not able to be makneh. So this opinion of Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir would agree over here. Therefore, that's why we need Yakir to teach us that he would be able to recognize that he is the firstborn in order to give him that portion that fell to the father while he was goses. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah natan reshut l'shluchot l'kadesh et bito. Someone gave permission to his messenger to be mekadesh his daughter, and the father himself went and was mekadesh his daughter. So im shelo kadmo kiddushav kiddushin, im shelo kadmo kiddushav kiddushin. Whichever one came first, their kiddushin takes effect. What if you don't know? So if you don't know, flipping the amud, shnehem notnin get, then both of them would receive, would give a get. If they want, echad noten get ve'echad kones. One can give a get, and one can marry her, and that would be fine.
They can choose which one.
Yeah,
can be,
yeah. One can divorce, one can marry her. So the Gemara says, v'chen ha'isha. Same thing. If the woman shana reshut shluchah lekadsha ve'alcha v'kidsha dasma, she gave permission to her messenger to receive kiddushin, and she went and she received kiddushin on her own behalf. If whichever one came first, that's the kiddushin that takes effect. Same thing as before. If they don't know, shnehem notnim la get. Both of them give her a get. If they want, echad noten la get v'echad kones. One can give a get and one can marry her, and there's no problem. So the Gemara brought a case of the father doing it and a case of the girl doing it herself. So why does it need two cases? So the Gemara says, you need both. We would have only said by her, by him, the father. Father is, like we mentioned, the men are much more fluent in yuchasin, in lineages, in genealogical classes. So therefore, he is checking those things. But the woman, she's not fluent in the genealogical class and the lineage. We would have thought that her kiddushin would not take effect. And therefore, the other way around, v'yashmin and gabei dida, if I would have only mentioned the girl's kiddushin, mishum de'itetat daikau minasva, because a woman is is picky. She goes and she decides very carefully who she wants to marry, and she's midakdek, and then she gets married. Aval ihu, but the man, ema lo yichbat le, he doesn't care so much. He wants to get his daughter married, but he's not so careful if the daughter is going to marry someone who has good lineage or not good lineage. That's why we need to say in both cases that no, both cases, both the father and the daughter, it would be kiddushin. Itmar, we learned earlier, kicha avia baderech, or we didn't learn this, kicha avia baderech v'kicha atma ba'ir. Okay, now, just before we jump into this, just a quick preparation for this is that introduction is to understand the different steps of a woman. First, a girl, until the age of 12, she's considered ketana. And the father can accept kiddushin on the daughter's behalf. From 12 until 12 and a half, she's considered a na'ara. And the father can still accept kiddushin on her behalf. From 12 and a half, with simanim and on, that's now she's considered a bogeret, and the father can no longer accept kiddushin on her behalf. So the Gemara says, Itmar, kicha avia baderech v'kicha atzma ba'ir, v'ari bogeret. If father accepts kiddushin on the derech, and she accepted it for herself in the city, and she's a bogeret, she's 12 and a half, it's simanim. So machloket, Rav amar harei bogeret lefaninu. Rav says, she's a bogeret. How can the father accept kiddushin? Ushmuel amar, Shmuel says, no. Chashinan, so kiddushay shenehem. He says, no, we're worried about both kiddushin. One has to give a divorce at least. So Emat, when is this the case? So the Gemara says, Ilayim abatoch shisha. Maybe it's within those 6 months from Na'ara to Bogeret. Behan neima Rav harei Bogeret lefanina. Will Rav then say, she's a Bogeret? It was within the 6 months. She's not a Bogeret yet. So the Gemara says, right now she became a Bogeret, but she wasn't a Bogeret when Kiddushin was accepted. Hashtu de Bagra. She only became a Bogeret now. So the Gemara says, Ella, it must be la'achar shisha. It must be after the 6 months. Meaning she's already at the Bogeret stage. Hold on. If she's already at the Bogeret stage, Behan neima Shmuel chashin and the kiddushay shneim. Will Shmuel say we're worried about both kiddushin? How could he be worried about both kiddushin? She was already past the 12 and a half. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Shmuel ain ben naru the bagru adela shishah chodeshim milvav." The only difference between naara and a bogeret is 6 months. The 6 months passed, she's a bogeret. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha." What we're talking about is the kaddish b'ahu yomad the mashlim shisha. He did kiddushin with her, and the father accepted kiddushin for her on the day that she turned 12 and a half. Right? So which one is he? Yeah. So the Gemara says, Rav amar harei bogeret lefanin. Rav says, oh, she's a bogeret. Midahashta bogeret, but safranami bogeret. Now the fact that she's a bogeret, so too she was a bogeret in the morning. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Hashtadu Da'iti Simanim. The signs for Boger only came now, but she wasn't a Boger this morning. Ushmuel, my Shnami Mikveh. Okay, according to Shmuel, why is this any different than a Mikveh? Ditnan, Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah from Mikvaot. Mikveh Shenimdad Venimsa Chaser. If you measure a Mikveh, how many Se'az need to be in a Mikveh for it to be kosher?
40
Se'ah. 40 Se'ah, 40 Se'ah. You need to have 40 Se'ah for a Mikveh to be kosher. If you measure the Mikveh that they were using to purify the Tameh Kelim, and you see that, oh, it's 39 Se'ah, we're missing a Se'ah. Just call Taharot Shanasu Al Gabav Lemafreya Ben Berushut Ayachid Ben Berushut Arabim Tmeot. Any Taharot that were done in this Mikveh, backwards, retroactively, whether it's in a public domain or in a private domain, private or public, they're all Tameh. We thought they were Tahor, they're not Tahor. Hold on. Shmuel, why are you saying over here in this case that retroactively it goes back? But in our case, that's not what you're saying. Right? How come over here you're saying go all the way back? Right? Rashi says, "Delav safeku ela vadai." It's a vadai over here. Alma amrina kishad metziatan mechzakina lemikara. Achanami nema midahash to boger v'safra nami boger. Why don't you say from the fact that now she's a bogeret, in the morning she was also bogeret? Why? The same way you're saying by the kelim. So he says, "Shane hatam de'ik lemeimar ha'amet tameh al cheskato ve'emar lo taval." No, because you can answer that over here is different. The kelim have a chazaka that they were tameh. To make them tahor, you need to bring a proof that they're pure. You check the mikveh. The mikveh didn't have 40 se'ah. It's less than 40 se'ah. So we hold the chazaka, and therefore we say it's as if you didn't tovel them. The Gemara says, "Adarva." On the contrary, ha'amet mikveh al cheskato ve'emar lo chasar. Why don't you say the mikveh, which had 40 se'ah, has a chazaka, and therefore it wasn't missing anything? The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Hari chaser lefanecha. We know that a mikveh needs 40 se'ah, and it only has 39 right in front of us. How can you say it's not missing anything?" So the Gemara says, "Hachinami hari boger lefanecha." Oh, so too over here, the boger is standing right in front of you. She is a bogeret. So how could the father have? how could you be worried for both kiddushins? So the Gemara says, "Hashtu de bagra." No, she became a boger now. She wasn't a boger this morning. Gemara says, "Hatamnami hashtu de chaser." Okay, when the mikveh was missing, you know when it started missing? 1 minute before you checked. That's when it started missing extra se'ah, that 40 se'ah. That's what it was. So therefore, all of the taharot that were purified in that mikveh should be pure. So he says, "Hatam tarte deruta hachachadaruta." No, the difference is over there. There's two negatives. Over here, there's one negative. The way Rashi explains it, there's the tameh kelim that have a chazaka, and then there's the mikveh that's missing a se'ah. So there's two negatives over here. By the woman, there's only one negative. It's only you're a bogeret now. There's no two. So therefore, by the two, we would say that that's a problem, and we'd go retroactively. By the one, by the bogeret, Shmuel would not say that. He said we'd worry for both marriages. If on the day she turned 12 and a half, both the father and her accept the kiddushin, we worry for both of them. So the Gemara says, "Ushmuel, mashlam chavit." Why does Shmuel say this is any different than the case of chavit? So what's the case of chavit? This is the Tanya, the writer says, "Hayabodeket a chavit lafrish alei truma ve'olech." A guy was constantly wanted to use his barrels of wine, and he said, "You know what? I have this one barrel of wine in my house. Every time I buy and I want to, let's say, use this, I want to give truma. I want to use my barrels of wine. I want to give truma on the barrels of wine." He says, "I'm going to use that barrel of wine that I have at home." The problem is you have to always make sure that it's not vinegar. It didn't be machmitz. It didn't go sour. If it goes sour, that's not wine anymore. You can't give that truma anymore. So the Gemara says he was constantly checking and doing this. He found out afterwards that it was vinegar. It was sour. The 3 days prior to when he found it, those are for sure vadai, those vinegar. But anything before that, that's safek. That we don't know. It's a doubt. So the Gemara says, "Veramin and chavida mikveh." Hold on, let's contrast the two cases: the barrel of wine and the mikveh. Maishna dehacha vaday, maishna dehacha safek. Why over here, by the case of the mikveh, you say it's a vaday? For sure, the kelim are still tameh. But by the case of the barrel, prior to 3 days, it's considered tahor. It's pure. So he says, "Va'amar Ochanina Mesuria." Man Tana Chavit, who is the author of the barrel? Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon. The Gabe Mikveh Nami Sveka Mishavi. He says, by the case of Mikveh, also it's a Safek. He doesn't hold like that. He said it's a Safek by Mikveh also. The Tanya, the Braita says, that Braita that we brought, Kol Tarot Shanasu Al Gabav Namafera Vem Rashud Achid Vem Rashud Arim Tmeot. We said that any of the Kelim that were put into that Mikveh that we found that was missing, therefore all of them are Tameh. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rishut Arabim Tahorot. If it was in a public domain, Safek, it's Tahor. Rishut Ayachid, Tolin. If it was in a private domain, then we're Tole, we say it's a Safek. Oh, so the Gemara says, Avalam Rabbanan, Tevel Amafriya. But according to the Rabbanan, it's still Tevel, retroactively. So how do you, that, according to them, it's a Vadai. In the case of Chavit, there's only a Safek. So the Gemara says, Shane Atam, Deikal Amimir Ha'amen Tevel Acheskato. Over there is different. Because maybe you could say over here, why does the Rabbanan say to go retroactively? Because maybe you can say that you have to stand the tevel, the non-separated produce, on its chazakah that it has. By the case of the chavit, why do we say it's safek? Because you have to stand the tevel on its chazakah, what it was, and it's as if it was never fixed. And you view it as if it was never fixed because this is vinegar. And so that's why the Chachamim would say that it's Tevel retroactively. Adrabah, the Gemara says on the contrary. Why don't you say the wine has a chazakah and it never went sour? Hold on, how could you say the wine never went sour? We're looking at sour wine. It's sitting right in front of us. Excuse me. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, so too you could say, hold on, she's a boger right in front of us. And how can you say she's not? She is a boger. So how can you say to worry for both kiddushin? So the Gemara says, "Hashtahu de bagra." No, she became a boger right now, but this morning she wasn't, and therefore we worry if both the father and her got kiddushin for herself. That we worry for both of them. The Gemara says, "This is given girsa." Hatam nami hashtahu de achmit. Okay, why don't you say the wine became vinegar right now? Why do you say it's tevel? All of the stuff that I was mafrish beforehand is tevel. It became vinegar right now. And where is it? Hatam tarte de ruta, agachada de ruta udeika. No. So the answer must be that over there, there's two problems. There's two negatives. And over here, there's one negative. Right? What are the two negatives over there? So the two negatives over there is that number one, you have the chazakah that it was tevel. Right? That it was tevel beforehand, and you're separating. And now you also have the problem of chometz, that it's vinegar. Right, it's not wine if you look at it right now, but by the case of let's say the bogeret is only one. It's only she's a bogeret now. We don't have two negatives. Therefore, only by the case of wine would we say that we would go retroactively, like the case of mikveh, and say that it's all tamin. The Gemara says name a katanai. Let's say this is machloket tanaim. Flipping the amud. So this is a case in Bava Batra. The Gemara over there says if they have a shchiv mera, if you have a guy who is about to die, he's laying on his deathbed. And he wants to give all of his stuff away as a gift. So as long as he dies, and he says, I'm giving all my stuff away as a gift from now, that counts. But if he ends up getting better, what happens? So the Gemara over there says that if he says, Shechiv merash, in matanato matanayim amad, says his gift that he gives is not considered a gift if he ends up getting better. So the Gemara says, let's say he did this though. Mi motzi miyad mi. Who goes and has to pull back from the other? Meaning, hu motzi miyadam belo raya. Rabbi Yaakov says he can go to the people he gifted to when he got better and say, give it back to me. I don't need to give you a proof. He was laying on his deathbed. Now he's fine. Give it back. Why? The whole reason is because Rashi says, Galei da'ate, he revealed his mindset, when the fact that he gave away everything, he was showing that his reason was because he was about to die. Therefore, if he got better, that's not what he wanted to do. He wants it all back now. So he can go and collect it back without a proof. But them, if they want to go and take it from him, they need to bring a proof. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Natan says, no. Im barihu, if he is healthy, alav lari raya shaya shchiv mera. He needs to bring a proof that he was about to die. Vim shchiv merahu, and if he is about to die, alehem navi raya shebarihu haya. They need to bring a proof that he was healthy. So it goes back and forth. So the Gemara says, "Nema Rav Damar Rabbi Natan, Ushma Damar Rabbi Yaakov." Maybe we could say that Rav holds like Rabbi Natan, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yaakov. That what? So Rashi says that according to Shmuel, goes like Rabbi Yaakov. Delo azil batar hashra. We don't go based on now. El amrinan shema bishad matan shchiv mera. Yeah, we say that maybe when he was giving the gift, he was a shchiv mera. He was about to die. So maybe Shmuel is going like Rabbi Yaakov, and we don't look at what we have now. Rather, we say, maybe the guy, when he gave the gift, he was about to die. And therefore, now that he's healthy, we say he didn't want to give away all of his stuff had he gotten better. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov would say, no good. that he can go and collect it back from them. Whereas Rav maybe would say like Rabbi Natan, no, we look at how he is now. If he's healthy, he has to bring a proof that he was about to die. And if he's about to die, they have to bring a proof that he was healthy. So maybe that's the machloki. The Gemara says no. Amar lacharav, ana damri afilu k'Rabbi Yaakov. I can say even like Rabbi Yaakov. Ad kano kamar Rabbi Yaakov hatam. Rabbi Yaakov was only saying over here, over there. De ikal amemar hamen mamon al cheskato. Because you can say, stand the money on its chazakah, where it came from. Right? Rashi says, v'kevan desfeka hu amrina hamen mamon al chazakah shayam muhzak ba kodem matana zo shayas afek. Where was the money with? Who owned the properties? It was all with the guy who was about to die. So you give him back his chazakah that goes with him. That's only by there. Aval hacha. But in the case of Bogeret, minema ha'amed guf al cheskato, can you say, hold her body on the chazakah? How can you say that? Right? And she still look at her as a na'ara, she's not 12 and a half yet. The Gemara says, Rashi says, yoman de mishlam shit ein ba lo cheskat na'arut lo cheskat bagrut. The day that they accepted Kiddushin, the father and the girl herself, she turned 12 and a half. We don't know if she was already 12 and a half or it was later that day. Is she a Bogeret or not yet? If she's a Bogeret, the father has no jurisdiction. If she's not a Bogeret, then the father is able to marry her off. So we don't know. So therefore, there's no chazakah of na'arut and there's no chazakah of bagrut. And that's why it would be different. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ana damri afilu k'Rabbi Natan. I say even like Rabbi Natan. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Natan hatam. Rabbi Natan was only saying over there in Baba Batra, de kuli alma mecheskat berim kaime. Everybody is considered a chazakah of a healthy person. And so therefore, you have to, if he's healthy, he has to bring a proof that he was about to die. Man dekam mapik nafshe mechazakah, have ale latuye raya. Whoever is removing themselves from that chazakah of healthy, he's the one who has to bring a proof. If the guy's a shechim merad, they have to bring a proof that he was healthy. So the Gemara says, "Aval hacha, but over here by Bogeret, mikam apkan nafsha mechazaka dekame." Is she removing herself from a chazaka? There's no chazaka. It's just the day that she turned 12 and a half. We don't know if she's a Bogeret or a Na'ara anymore. Therefore, there's no chazaka. Name a kanetene. Okay, maybe we can say it's the following machloket tanaim. Kicha, avia baderech v'kicha atzma ba'ir v'arei Bogeret. We said if the father married her off on the derech, and she married herself off in the city, and she's a Bogeret, right? She's 12 and a half with Simanim, therefore the father is, now she's 12 and a half. We don't know what it was when he accepted Kiddushin, but at 12 and a half with Simanim, Bogeret, the father can no longer accept Kiddushin. So Tana Chad Aharei Bogeret Afaneinu, one Tana says, she's a Bogeret, so the father can't accept Kiddushin. V'Tani Yidach, the other Tana says, Chashin and the Kiddushin Shneem were worried for both Kiddushin. Hold on, maybe my love Chad Kerav, Chad Kishmuel, maybe one of the first opinion is Rav, and the second opinion is Shemuel. Why says lo? Idvi idi kishmuel. Both of them are Shemuel. Kan b'machashato, kan b'she'en machashato. The first case that we said is she's a Bogeret in front of us. That's when there is a achasha, when there is a disagreement. Meaning, she is disagreeing with her father. She is saying no. She said I was already a Bogeret from yesterday. I already did one and a half yesterday. Whereas the second case where we said that we're worried for both of them is that when she's not actually disagreeing with the father. Venema, hold on, why don't we say, midematnita lo pligi, amorai nami lo pligi? From the fact that the bride is not arguing, the amoraim are also not arguing. The Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Vetiz bera, is that possible? Harav Yosef bere de Rav, Menashia, midavil, avad uvda kevate de Rav. He was posek like Rav, that we said is a bogeret in front of us, and therefore we only accept her kiddushin. Veikpit Shmuel veamar, Shmuel got upset, and he said, kule alma kailele vekavaz zuta vahim de Rabbanan. Kailele v'kabar rabba. He said all of the rabbanim are careful because this is a case of now it could be eshadish, right? If the father's kiddushin was accepted, it's the other guy's wife. If her kiddushin was accepted, it's his wife. And Rav, according to Rav, they were posek like Rav, which says it's his wife. Shmuel says you worry for both of them. We have to give a divorce. So Shmuel says all of the rabbis have a very, you know, like a low level of chokhmah, like a small level of chokhmah. What, this rabbi has a huge level of chokhmah that he can just be metir eshet ish, he can permit potential another man's wife? Why are you so easy to just be lenient over here like Rav? He got upset. So he says, hold on. Ve'isakadatach lo pligi. If you think Rav and Shmuel aren't arguing, amai ka makpid. Why was Shmuel upset if he didn't care? Must be. They disagree. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma ki avad uvda machashato. No, maybe when they were posek like Rav, that was talking about a case where the daughter disagreed with the father and said, no, Dad, I became a Bogeret yesterday. Oh, in that case, maybe only then Shmuel would come and say what he said, that you should be careful to permit that. Because that case, we have the actual machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Right, but that was when we had the two different opinions of the Braita. So the Gemara says, Amar le mor zutal Rav Ashi. He says, Hachi Amar Amemar hilchatek v'edei Shmuel. He says, Halachaz like Shmuel. But Rav Ashi says himself, no, hilchatek v'edei Rav, the halacha follows Rav. And what's the actual halacha? Hilchatek v'edei Rav. Halacha follows the opinion of Rav. We'll stop there for today. Just a quick 1 minute recap.